something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, Brain Stuff, it's Christian Sager. Today's question is pretty gross. Okay, let's give it a go. Have you ever washed a car just to have a bird poop on it a few minutes later? It's sad when you think about it. Despite the wealth of technological and social innovations across the span of human history, we still can't stop birds from flying around, crapping on whatever they want, anytime, anywhere. A bird actually pooped on my dog's head the other day. And look, this is not normal poop. It's white, sometimes with a dark spot in it. But why? Why is bird poop white? Well, the answer here is it isn't. At least bird poop isn't all white. It's a mix of colors, and it can vary with the species of the bird or its diet. But there's definitely white stuff in there, right? Well, it all comes down to streamlining. Birds are like any other animal. They take in food, process it for energy, and excrete waste. However, where mammals like deer, elephants, or Bill Murray have two different excretion systems, like urine and feces, bird biology ain't got time for that. Birds don't even have separate exits for their waste and reproductive systems. Instead of the genitalia-anus combo, so popular in the mammalian world, birds have a one-stop shop called the cloaca. It's the entrance-exit point for the intestines, urinary tract, and reproductive system. Yep, think about that for a second. Birds also process the food they eat in a different way. We mammals break down protein and produce nitrogenous waste, but we make it into urea, which we dissolve into water and excrete as urine. This takes a lot of water, which means we have to drink lots of it, and also means we don't do well in places without much water. Birds take a different approach, and one that conserves water. Instead of dissolving that waste into urine, they primarily excrete something called uric acid. It's a solid, pasty junk. That's the white stuff. In a way, birds aren't just pooping on our cars, statues, buildings, and occasionally very unlucky people looking up with their mouths open. They're also peeing. And here's why. Remember how earlier I mentioned this was all about streamlining? Birds aren't trying to conserve water out of some strange sense of environmental responsibility. They've evolved to reduce their weight. And carrying all that extra water around to produce urine, it just doesn't make sense. There are also, and I can't believe I'm saying this, pros and cons to bird poop. Pro, it's a great fertilizer. Con, it can carry a wealth of diseases. Also, it's been used as a cosmetic, a facial cleanser. True story? Well, if it's a pro or con, that's up to you.
Check out the Brain Stuff channel on YouTube. And for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.